This episode is brought to you by Vonage. Your business needs more than an 800 number. With Vonage Voice API, you can provide the call experience your customers expect and get the data your team needs. From call analytics and virtual assistants to automatic speech recognition and text-to-speech in multiple languages, your customer service team can help more people in more places. And with in-app voice, your customers can easily contact you the moment they have a question. Take your calls to the next level with Vonage Voice API. Learn more at Vonage.com.
Welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. I have such a phenomenal guest today. I am a huge, huge fan of this line, and I can't tell you enough good things about it. And I don't think I need to, because I'm pretty sure all of you know about, you know, Ren Skincare at this point. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the global brand ambassador for Ren Clean Skincare, David Delport. Welcome to the show, David. It is such an honor to host you.
Oh, hi, Edgar. Thank you so much for having me and having us. It's really, really exciting. I love this part of my job, getting to speak about something that I'm so passionate about. Ren, what an exciting place to be working right now, right?
Yeah, no, it's such an exciting company in general, I think, for consumers and professionals. I cannot wait to learn more about it from you, but I want to get started by really talking about you and your career, because I know that, you know, to work for such a great brand, you've got to be equally amazing. So I would love to hear about you. And what led
You're very kind. You're very, very kind. I think, you know, for me, it was, you know, when I discovered Ren, it was like finding my home and my tribe, my sort of vibe of people. You know, I was a makeup artist for many years, and I sort of got a bit burnt out doing the road shows and sort of eventing after eventing. And while I love the creativity of makeup, I kind of wasn't finding my family or I would say my purpose within it all. But I always, you know, I've loved the beauty industry since, you know, I was a teenager. I probably worked in the industry since I was 15. And, you know, I met up with some of the founders of Ren many, many years ago. It was about 15 or 16 years. I'm actually just coming up to my 15th or 16th year anniversary at Ren, and just chatting to them about what they believed in and this whole new way of creating cosmetics that no one else had come up with. For me, it was super, super intriguing. I think what drew me to the brand initially was, you know, it was the sort of place where you couldn't make a mistake. Everyone was welcome. It was very inclusive. It just felt like a wonderful thing to be a part of, and truly something very, very different. So I left the makeup world behind me, and I was, you know, I was a national artist for brands like NARS and Laura Mercier and Trish McAvoy. And then I started working for Ren, and I would say it was kind of like being a bit of an evangelist, going almost door to door, but not door to door, more store to store, and sharing this kind of really cool concept around bioactive ingredients and clean beauty and just a different way to deliver results that other people hadn't thought of. So, yeah, I mean, I just felt like something really special from the start. And, you know, 16 years on, here I am. And I still wake up every day grateful that this is what I get to do.
Absolutely. Gosh, that's such an impressive background, by the way, David. That's really, really cool to hear that you've been in the industry for so long. And
oh, yeah,
you've seen you've seen the both sides, right? It's like I feel like makeup is so skilled in that way. Like, you guys have seen everything in terms of, you know, what people want for their makeup, but then also the skin, and you understand the skin and the way that it moves and changes. So that's so exciting for me, you know, to learn that about you.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a valid point. Like, you know, when I was working with people like Laura Mercier, and I was very fortunate enough to do events with her, and people like Francois Nars, it was all about that canvas, right? And perfecting the skin before you even pick up your foundation brush or your concealer brush. So for me, as an artist, I was always obsessed with getting the skin perfect before the makeup. And there was, you know, with respect to makeup brands that try to do skincare, they don't always get it right. And it's sometimes decent, but not the best. So when I discovered what Ren could do for skin alone, before I even started working with makeup or with my clients, for me, that's what sold it to me, that I could transform and remedy issues that were going on in the skin almost instantly but with zero irritation. And you'd be amazed how many times you would work with a makeup line and then it's like, it's the primer that makes them break out, or it's the moisturizer that stings their eyes. And I never had to think about that with Ren. It just organically worked very well with what I was trying to achieve, which was this really healthy, glowy, natural look.
That's so, oh my gosh, I cannot, second that enough in terms of the sensitivity aspect that you mentioned, mm-hmm. because this is something that, long before I even started this podcast, I mean, obviously I knew about Ren Skincare and I was always like, if I need a product, that was like one of my hallmark go-to lines was, mm-hmm. just get something by Ren, you're going to be fine. You don't have to worry about sensitivity. And I want you to really kind of speak to us a little bit more about that, the sensitive skin, heritage that Ren has, because, I oftentimes I'll hear about, a skincare line and they are always talking about, well, we're also good for sensitive skin. And I'm sitting here thinking, you should always be good for sensitive skin. You know what I mean?
And this is kind of where the whole clean, we did start the clean movement, and you say what you want about clean as a category today, rightly or wrongly. When we set out to create a new way of formulating, it was because our founder had incredibly sensitive skin. She, it runs in her family. And she was pregnant at the time. And, your hormones and the stress of pregnancy can make your skin behave quite badly. And she was really dissatisfied with products she was using because, she's a very smart woman. She could go to an Inky list and go, well, this is something that I know is going to make my skin, or it's going to trigger my skin. This is something I wouldn't choose because I'm pregnant. And that's kind of how the clean movement started for us. So it was really about someone with truly sensitive skin wanting the results, but was not able to use traditionally formulated cosmetics. Now, this is not to say that those cosmetics are bad. We are not that brand that goes out and says, these ingredients are toxic, these are harmful, because, within the industry, we know that everything has to be safe in order to be sold. But what I am saying is, for a very sensitive skin type that still needs high-tech results from their products, you struggle because you're very limited, which is why we turn to these bioactive ingredients. So this was also a very pioneering concept, working with plant chemicals as opposed to synthetic chemicals to get sensitive skin the results it deserves and wants. And at the same time, the product needs to feel good. We want you to love using the product. The texture's got to be great. There's got to be a fragrance, sensorial, because sometimes, we say having sensitive skin is tough enough. We shouldn't be limiting you to picking something up from the drugstore that is bland, boring, and feels medicinal, if that makes sense. So there's a lot about Ren that's about the pleasure and how the product feels when it's touching your skin.
Absolutely. No, I completely understand what you mean about that in terms of I actually had a conversation. I don't remember which episode it was, but we were talking about drugstore products and how much money people spend on these products that are sold in drugstores. And they're just not, it's like they think they're buying something that's less, it's more cost effective, but really what it's doing is you're buying things that are very synthetic, very, just kind of not friendly for sensitive or even normal skin sometimes, So I think that, it's a huge aspect of why I really love Ren, because it's, I've never had any product give me any kind of bad reaction. If anything, it's just, I've never had a bad experience. Like, let me just put it that way. Like, it's never been a product that I'm like, oh, I don't like this. I love every product I buy from Ren. And that's very rare for me, in terms of a skincare line, because I'm definitely one of those people that's like mix and match. You know what I mean? Like this company makes great. I literally got my brother on to Ren.
I hear you. Yeah. My whole family, everyone's converted. Even my, even my dear old papa, he's, he said, get me that green cream, and he puts it on after he shaves, which is of course the Evercalm Global Protection Day Cream. But I love what you said, because there's an element of Ren that's about trust, and I can fully give Ren to someone and know that they're not going to have a bad experience with the brand. And I mean, over 20 years, touching thousands of skin around the world, I can honestly say I cannot recall a single moment where someone has had a reaction to the products in the chair when I'm doing a facial, prepping for a show, a fashion show, for example, sort of my celebrity clients. This doesn't happen. So for me, that is a really, truly magnificent thing. And I just, I wish people out there would also understand how much sort of science and tech goes into creating a formula like this, because it is believe me, it is not easy. We fail more often than we succeed when it comes to new product development, because when a REN product launches, you know it's been through sometimes 2 or 3 years of sort of process in order to get it to that point. So yeah, it's something really quite special.
That's so cool. I love that, because that's truly in the spirit of science, that, you know, that's what it takes to make a really good
product or
perfect discovery. And I love that that's embedded into the brand's DNA. That's a beautiful thing. Now, you know, David, I want to ask you, because, you know, I know that you had mentioned the plant-based ingredients and high performance bioactives. I really would love for you to talk a little bit about that and give us examples, because, you know, one thing I want to just actually say is that people, you know, often reach out to me and they're like, well, is it easier for me to buy a line that's based on, you know, using plant-based, should I be, you know, working with the ones that are made in a lab? And I'm like, well, you can't do it better than nature. So I don't even know what to tell you. I don't know. I would love for you to speak on that.
This is it. And I mean, this is almost like a whole podcast, right? Because I'm sure you get this as well. You know, there's a big misunderstanding between the world of natural, the world of organic, the world of synthetic. And at the end of the day, everything's a chemical, right? So we know that. Things can be made in a laboratory that mimic something from nature perfectly. But you know, what we truly feel at REN is that there is some kind of a synergy when you're using a plant chemical that we know has worked well for that plant and is doing something for that plant that your skin can also benefit from. And this is, you know, there's a lot of science and research that goes into developing these molecules. When you have these bioactive ingredients, bio from life, active, meaning clinically proven, it just seems to fit in with the chemical messaging of your skin perfectly. Like, you know, I'm going to give you an example. Bidens pilosa, which we pioneered like more than 10 years ago. This is one of your retinol alternatives that everyone's using right now. This is a plant molecule that is essentially going to fit into that exact same receptor that retinol will in your skin to deliver that collagen result that you need, to be that antioxidant, to stimulate cell renewal. But it does this and avoids all the sensitizing pathways in the skin as well. So this is also something that doesn't make you sun sensitive. It's something that you can use when you're pregnant. It's pregnancy safe, but it's clinically proven to give you that retinol-like result. And this comes from a plant. This comes from a flower. I mean, how awesome is that we can understand on a molecular level how these molecules can work with your skin. And as I speak the same language as your skin on a chemical level. And I think this is what's interesting for me, is like, you can get these results if you know the language of the skin, if you know the language of the plants, because at the end of the day, it's like, it's a key fitting into a lock. You've just got to find the right combination.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is where really the power of just nature and science combined really comes in, because, you know, even from like my perspective as a researcher, when it comes to even something that's not even related to skin, you know, anything, it's like you always want to mimic what's going on in nature and learn from it. And the fact that so many people are now like deviating from that, it blows my mind, because I'm like, you're never going to find something as elegant as you would in just normal environment settings. You know what I mean? Like, it's
that's it. Like, and isn't the irony that we're destroying the environment? We're destroying access to all these beautiful things that are, you know, we probably know 1% about what's out there that we could tap into. If we do it respectfully, how wonderful could that be? And I think one day we're all going to wake up and go, we've just made a terrible, terrible mistake, because we've not listened to nature. We are so a part of nature that there are plant molecules that fit into our own chemistry. And, you know, that's not an accident. These things are not accidents. This is how closely related and tied we are to plant molecules. And we just need to sort of expand that science, open ourselves up to it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to the science and what works. REN is not a brand that's going to throw a little bit of flour water together and hope for the best and put a big price tag on something and wow you with fancy marketing. Everything we do is grounded in science and stuff you can find online, data that's published. It's very, very cool. And for me, being like a science geek, I read a ton. I always need to go back and research these ingredients and find out, where's that data coming from? How has it been tested? How efficacious is it? And, you know, on top of that, you've got to put things through the sort of the sustainability lens that we work on at Rentoo. So for us to use an ingredient is like, you know, it's gone through a lot of process to get there. And for us, it's something incredibly precious. And I think that's why Rentoo works so well.
Absolutely. I can definitely see that. Now, I really want to ask you, you know, since you've been with Rentoo for so long, you know, tell me about your favorite products that you love in the line, because I think that'll give us, our listeners, like a little bit of a benchmark of where to start.
Where to start? Gosh, okay, that is always the toughest question I'm asked, but I'm going to say I'm currently obsessed with a product called the Bioretinoid Youth Serum. And this is in the bioretinoid range, which is a purple box. And this is about healthy aging. So essentially, this is a serum that uses that Biden's Pelosa, which is giving you the retinol boost, the retinol type boost. It's got niacinamide in, which is a molecule we all love in the industry, lots of ceramides. And for me, that just kind of took my skin up a step. I love that. But I'm also quite old school. So I go back to some of the original masks Ren did 15 years ago, like the Glycolactic Radiance Renewal Mask, which uses fruit acids to exfoliate, tons of omega oils, energizing factors in there. And then for the body, if I had to pick one product for the body, I would say the Atlantic Help range, which is a range I worked on, I'd helped develop. It's one of my babies. And this is all about releasing stress in your body via magnesium support. It's about using algae, which limits the destruction that cortisol has in the surface of your skin. It's just one of these ranges that is so modern and so on point in terms of what it's delivering for what we're all going through as humanity right now, that I think everyone should have Atlantic Help in the bathroom. And I know you've tried it as well, so I'm interested to see how you felt when you used it.
Oh, yeah, I'm obsessed. Are you kidding? I'm obsessed with everyone. Run has, like, it's literally like, you know, I always try to explain this to people. It's like, you know, you treat your face so well, you spend thousands of dollars on your facial skincare, while your body is covered in the same thing, skin.
We need to like get back to what skin is all about. You know, it's a sensory organ, it's a protective organ, it's a two-way street. Things are coming in, things are going out, and it doesn't stop at the neck, right? So if we're going to be taking skincare seriously, it needs to go through the whole body, which is like, you know, one of the things you're going to see from Ren is this emergence of high-tech body, which we started with Atlantic Help. We started with the AHA Smart Renew Body Serum, which is fabulous. And, you know, I feel like you're going to see more of that because, skin doesn't stop at the neck. Anyone in our industry will tell you that. And there's also this amazing ability for these body products to help you connect and reconnect with yourself. You know, it's just it's not just about the product. It's about the touch. It's about the time you're spending on yourself. And that stuff is becoming more and more important.
Absolutely. And it's that, you know, you had mentioned like the sensory aspect, like that is so, it's just so true because, you know, when you are using body products, for example, it's supposed to feel like self-care, right? You're not just trying to scrub away the day. You're trying to nourish your body, bring back the things that it lost during the day, bring back the things that help it heal from the day. I mean, these are all aspects that I wish people understood when it comes to especially body care, because it's like, you know, you don't want to be buying the terrible bath soap bar that you were buying in, you know, 1995. You know, we've come a long way since then.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, I'm like, I'm not about this fast food beauty industry, you know, like everyone bringing out new products all the time, a million different types of NPD. Everyone wants like the 5-minute product, the 2-minute product, the 30-second product hack. And I'm just about, you know what, just take a breath, take a moment, please, because you're using these things. They're a luxury. No one really needs them, but dare I say that? But it is a luxury. You're doing something wonderful for yourself. Enjoy that moment. You know, every culture in the world, going back hundreds and thousands of years, they connected to their bodies via plants and via massage and via touch. And we've lost all of that. And I think that's why we are dealing with this sort of misery epidemic we're dealing with now, because we're not taking time to reconnect.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I just want to say, David, I know that when it comes to I'm harping a little bit on body care, but I think this is such an important thing. And Ren is definitely at the forefront when it comes to amazing body care products. So I just want to say, for everyone listening, if you suffer from eczema or psoriasis or anything that's like a it's a disease that impacts all over, right? I mean, you need to really stop honing in on just creams, and you need to start thinking about the full body ritual that you're going through. Because a lot of times what I see customers doing, or consumers doing rather, it's just, well, what's the right moisturizer for my, this skin condition or this kind of rash that I experience all over my body? And I'm sitting here thinking, it's like a diet, right? If you don't eat the right things, and if you don't ingest the right amounts of nutrients, you're not going to have a quick fix by just
You're not.
incorporating
No.
like one, multivitamin shake in your diet once in a while. That's not going to do anything. So you have to really come back to this idea of preventative care. And that's where,
Absolutely.
that's where skincare lines like Ren for me are extremely, extraordinary, because you've got products that are targeting every angle of true physiological preventative measures so that your skin can become not only healthier, but maintain. It's about maintenance. And
I love
so,
that.
I just say that out for everybody listening. It's important.
I absolutely love that, and you've nailed it. It's like, we live in a world where we're always sold the quick fix, and it's like, bless TikTok and things like that. But I see a lot of that sort of stuff going on social media. But the reality is, Ren was created for people who had real concerns with their skin and things that they wanted to tackle. And I think you have to look at this holistically, right? And to your point, prevention is so much better than cure. And Ren is all about giving your skin these tools. And by tools, I mean these plant chemicals that help your skin to be healthier and stronger every single day. So it's that, as well as making you feel good. So for me, it ticks every box and it makes a lot of sense. But I'll tell you, it's not been an easy journey. And I think a lot gets lost in translation with Ren because it was a brand that was so far ahead in the future, that clients perhaps didn't always understand what we're trying to achieve with, the healthy skin and the bioactives and the clean formulas and whatnot. But I still feel very firmly that this is a brand that's yet to come into its own. We have not peaked. We're still quite a small brand. But I think we're future-proofing ourselves. I think we really are.
No, I absolutely agree. And I think that, it's for me, when I look at Ren, I see a very, almost like an industry standard, I could say, as a brand. But it's surprising to me how much people are investing in these, just, let's be honest, BS products that are not from, truly well-researched companies. And that's where I'm like, why are you wasting your money? And it goes back to my point about going to a drugstore and just buying a standard, whatever it is that you buy. This is not how if you had a liver disease, would you go and buy some cheap product from, your local drugstore? No,
No.
you go to the best of the best, right? And that's what you need to do for your skin. Your skin is an organ. It is one of the most versatile organs we have. And for me to watch consumers just, waste their money on things that do not work in any way, like scientifically, actually, like visible. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And it's really, really baffling to me, to be honest.
And as an expert, you must see this a lot because, this is what you do and you are, very qualified in this world. You can read an ingredients list and, I'm not a chemist or a doctor, but I've been around for so long that I know my way around these ingredients. And I can look at some of these inky lists and I go, oh, well, that's nice. A little bit of glycerin or a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a bit of fragrance, a little bit of vitamin C or whatever. And, you're charging this for it. And there's the wasteful packaging. And there's this whole element where it's like, we're buying this stuff on a whim to make us feel better. We're being overpromised. The products don't always perform. And this is kind of what Ren was wanting to challenge 20 years ago when we started. It was all about no BS, no marketing smoke and mirrors. It's just the truth about what your skin needs. And hopefully in packaging that is sustainable, which is, was a big move for us 3 years ago when we decided to become zero waste. So there's a lot you've got to think about. And I know it can seem overwhelming, but I always tell my clients, listen, Ren's done the work for you. You've got more important things in life to get on with. If you're using Ren,
Yeah.
you don't need to worry about your skin. We got you. We do the hard work for you. Get on with life. Just you know, trust us. We got you. And that's kind of what I think sums Ren up in many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. I think that, you know, I couldn't support that statement enough, and I couldn't support the brand enough, honestly. But I want to actually ask you, and this is something that I think is very useful for everyone listening, whether you're somebody who is a skincare savant or you're somebody who's just starting off. I really want to know, David, what are some of your skincare rules to live by, if you were to give advice to anyone listening?
SPF every day. That is something, if I could go back in time, I would change. Being 42 this year, I probably spent too much time in the sun without SPF when I was in my 20s. I also grew up in Africa, so I had a lot of sun damage that I'm still trying to work on now. So that would be the big one. I would say keep it simple. Your skin is essentially an organ that is far more superior to any formula out there in terms of its ability to regenerate. It's always trying to strive towards being healthy and strong, and sometimes bad formulas get in the way. So, you know, if your skin's freaking out, take a step back. You don't need 8 products at the same time. Most important thing for me, and actually the thing that changed my skin, was switching to a really good cleanser that did not strip my skin or disrupt my skin barrier. And I think the more that we're understanding now about skin and skin barrier, microbiome, and all these things, the more I think that this is probably the future. And I'm so glad that, you know, you may not know this about Ren, but a lot of our products, we're now doing testing and it's coming through that they are supporting healthy microbiome. They're not disrupting your microbiome. Our cleansers were the first in the industry to not use the harsh surfactants that were traditionally used in cleansers. So you're actually supporting your skin barrier when you're cleansing. And if you get your cleanser wrong, everything else falls apart. So for me, it's like great SPF, great cleanser, and then just make sure you're giving your skin a little bit of those basics like your omega oils, your ceramides, something to nourish and support the skin barrier. And I could probably get by on 3 products for the rest of my life, and I know my skin's going to be great.
Absolutely. No, I love that. I really love that. And like, you know, can I just add that I'm so glad that you guys have not deviated from this idea of using good masks in a routine, because I see so many lines that are getting rid of their masking products. And it makes me actually very angry to see that, because, you know, I love masks, and I'm not even going to lie to you. Sometimes there are days where I don't over cleanse my skin. I use a mask instead. So I use like for example, your clay mask is something I absolutely love. It's so good. And I will use that some mornings. Like I'll just pop it on, wash it right off, and then just put on like something super hydrating and moisturizing before my SPF. And it's actually better for my skin in the long run than using a super, like, you know what I mean? Like a surfactant rich cleanser. Like it just, it makes my skin, I feel like, more balanced, you know, not only in that throughout the week as well. So I love that.
The masks are so concentrated that we do, like the mud mask you're referring to is just packed with spirulina and kale and clay, and it's detoxifying. So it's, you know, it's that thing you're going to put it on and it gives you that buffer for a couple of days, I think, against environmental toxins, and that's why we designed it. But yeah, to your point, there's always time for a mask. And much like you, I will put my mask on as soon as I get out of bed in the morning. I'll have my coffee. I will take my time, and then I'll just rinse it off in the shower. So I don't want to hear that people don't have time for masks, because that is BS and they have a real role to play in the skincare routine.
No, if you don't have time for a mask, I don't even know why you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to move on and ask you about this, this zero pledge commitment that Ren has, because I know you guys have been doing it right since, just the beginning of this millennium, right? I mean, it's crazy to think about how long you guys have been committed to this. And I would love for you to speak more about, you know, some of the more meaningful moments and experiences that you've been part of when it comes to the zero waste movement.
Well, you know, it did start at the start of the company. It's nothing new for us, but it was something we certainly accelerated and refined over the last 3 years. You know, Ren was always cruelty-free. We've always used vegetable inks. We've always used less plastic. We've always offered clients a free post address to recycle the packaging that we covered. It was something that's always been in our DNA. And, you know, our founder, Jane, is someone who is very, very much in touch with nature, and someone who is, you know, loves nature, but is also science led. And for us, it's something that we needed to affect, because we, you know, we acknowledge that as a cosmetics manufacturer, one of the biggest things that we were seeing is single use plastic. And, you know, you use a product, you maybe don't like it, you throw it away, or you, or, you know, it just doesn't get recycled at the end of the day. So the thing that we could do that was meaningful and actionable was to say, this is 2018, by the end of 2021, we are going to create all of our packaging will be recyclable, reusable, or made from recyclable materials or previously used materials. And that was a huge pledge, and it's something that we had to stick to. So we held ourselves accountable, and that was our zero waste pledge. I'm very proud to say that we did it. I think it almost killed all of us at Ren. We were, you know, it was like working for two different companies, the one that was doing new product development and another one that was going back and re-engineering every single piece of packaging that we have in the company. So, you know, I would say the big moment for me was just being proud that we did it. It cost us time, it cost us money, it cost us probably our health at times through stress, but it was something that was so much bigger than any of us. And, you know, the thing about this was we wanted to show other brands out there that if a small brand like Ren can use innovation to bring new packaging out to the world that was, you know, challenging the status quo in so many ways, they can too. This is, you know, this is a shout out to the big guys out there. Listen, we can do it. So can you. Let's make this change. And that was, for me, a very, very cool moment when we hit that milestone at the end of 21. Another thing that I really particularly loved was, you know, it's a very simple change, but we immediately stopped producing sachet samples in the industry all end up in landfill. It's billions a year. And those are like the little sachet samples you get in magazines and whatnot, or you're given out free in store. So we pioneered this aluminium tube, which is reusable. You snap the lid off, it turns around and becomes a lid. You can reuse the tube. You get a whole week's worth of product in a tube. You get to really experience a product properly before you financially commit. And the best thing is it's made from previously recycled aluminium, and it's 100% recyclable wherever you are in the world. And this was a world first. So Ren, as a small brand, saved, I believe it was something like 3 million sachet samples from entering landfill. And this is something we, you know, in 2018, when we started our pledge, we just went, from today, we are no longer producing sachet samples. So we decided, we took the financial hit, we took the, you know, maybe the hit on product exposure through free sampling, but we committed and we did it. And I think that is something to be really proud of. It's not been easy. I wouldn't say we've made the most money in the world over the last 3 years, but as I said earlier, I think, you know, we are future-proofing ourselves, and everyone at Ren is in this for the environment as well, because, you know, we can't have good skin and, you know, excuse my language, effing up the environment at the same time. It just is not sustainable.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know what? Like, truly hats off to you guys, because, you know, you mentioned you guys took a financial hit for this. I mean, I really believe in this idea, and call me a dreamer if you want, but I believe in, if you want to do something, you better do it right. Okay. There's no cutting corners. There's no time for the fluff and the BS. And it's not about making money. It's about doing things with ethics and morals behind them and really making a mark in this world. And, you know, this really goes back, you know, I think even in, like, I kid you not, you know, David, when I first went into the medical field, I used to have people ask me all the time, well, you know, why do you want to be a doctor? Is it like something that you really want to do, or is it for the money? And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, something, it better be for the right reason. You know what I mean? Like, and absolutely, the same thing with entrepreneurship. So I love that you guys do that. I love that you're, you know, you don't just have words, you have actions that have backed up those words, and you're really becoming pioneers and leaders in this space for sustainability. And I think there's a lot that brands can definitely learn from Ren when it comes to that, because I'm still seeing so many brands that are doing nothing about the sustainability aspect.
Yeah. Well, you know, the clock is ticking, and I truly believe that the ones that are going to survive are the ones that are making those changes. And, you know, even for me as an employee at Ren, I couldn't work for a company that didn't always have this as part of their DNA. You know, I'm an environmentalist. I grew up in Africa. I've worked in conservation projects. Nature for me is the most wonderful, most stimulating, most important thing to protect. My partner's a marine biologist and a conservationist. Like, our household, you know, no one is perfect, but I could not with good conscience, use a product knowing that the ingredients are not sustainable, it's been tested on animals, the packaging is single use. I'm just not there as a human. And I think there's a lot of people who I hope will join us on this journey. And it's like, you know, like I said earlier, we're doing the work for you. So that is one less thing for you to have to agonize over. But I just hope that others will in some way get inspired and move in the right direction with us. And, you know, it's about sharing. We're not a brand that's saying we're the best. We've made plenty of mistakes, believe me. But what I would say is, if we can at least influence and share some of this technology with other brands, it's all open source. We will show you how to use these aluminium sample packs. We will give you the name of the people who use, you know, who create our packaging, if that's what you want to do too. And that's what it's about, because, you know, there's enough to go around, but I think we all need to be on the same page when it comes to the environment.
100%. And that's such a beautiful statement. And I thank you so much for sharing that on air. And if there's any entrepreneurs listening, please, you know, take David up on that offer, get that information, get that knowledge, because, you know, there's very few brands that are not only doing it right, but they have the aspiration to really kind of share it with the world, you know, in a meaningful way. And that's something that is really, really unique. It's something that's just, I can't even say enough good things about it. So thank you so much, David. This has been so lovely hosting you and learning about the company. It's such a beautiful brand for me. I've always been a fan. I'm even a bigger fan now, and I will always be a fan. So
that is so kind. Honestly, it's such a pleasure. I'm just thrilled that you love the products, that you love what we're doing. And thank you for giving us the opportunity and the platform to share what we're so passionate about. It's been amazing.
Oh no, it's such an honor. And everyone listening, if you have not already done so, definitely go check out Ren Skincare. I will be tagging everything in the concept art for this episode, and definitely you know, shoot us some questions, some comments. And if you have any questions for David, you know, send them along and I'll pass them to his team, and we'll see what if we can have him back to answer some of those questions. David, that would be great.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can find me on Instagram as well. I'm David Ren Skincare. Very easy to find. I'm very approachable. I don't bite. And I look forward to hearing from all of you.
Yes. Thank you so much to everyone listening, and I will be back next time.